Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, we just want to say thank you because we know that truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, we choose to rejoice. And Father, even in this moment and in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, I declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father, I declare in your matchless name of Jesus that I am the head and not the tail. And Father, we declare also in your matchless name that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father, we declare strength and power for your people. We declare wisdom and favor for your people. We declare supernatural doors of opportunity to be opened for your people today. Father, we declare that all shall be well. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we will live, walk, and move in victory. Father, we declare that you will re-anoint us afresh in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that in this time that we are in, that this will be a space and a time of unity, a space and a time of strength, a space and a time of love, and a space and a time of power. Father, let this be a time, as we declare this in your name, a time of miracles and breakthroughs in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Father's name, we open up the line. Father, we honor you today. We honor your presence. We honor the blood of Jesus. We honor you, Holy Spirit, today. We thank you for being the door. We thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. We come to you, Father, boldly into the throne of grace this night. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us no man can shut, and shutting doors no man can open. Father, we thank you that you've given us the keys to the kingdom. Father God, and whatever doors you open, no man can shut, Father. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for all things are working together for our good, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that things that are seen are temporary. The things that are unseen are eternal. We walk in your eternal truth this day. Father God, we thank you, Father, for opening many doors. Father, I ask you to bless my family, bless my husband, bless my man of God, Lord. Bless Archbishop, Lord God. Bless Pastor Deborah and the Jordan family, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around them tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father, we praise you. We give you honor, O God. We thank you for your word. And most of all, Father, we thank you for who you are. Lord, we just pray right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. We thank you, Father, for Lady Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father, for their children, Prophetess Naomi and her husband Kenneth Cook and their children. We thank you for Prophetess Bethany Jordan and her children, Prophet Joshua and Prophetess Jessica Jordan and their daughter, Father. We thank you for Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh. And, Father, we just give you praise and honor. I ask you, Father, that you would remember my children. Remember my family, God. Touch my son, Quazel, and touch the mind of my daughter, Nazinga, oh, God. And, Father, touch Kajira and touch Jekiah and Elijah. Father, remember the ministries that are under Archbishop, Pastor Prophet Gregory Jackson's ministry, Pastor Mascarene and Shekinah International ministry, Bishop Marion and Prophetess Michelle's ministry, and the Miolas. And, Father, we ask, oh, God, in Jesus' name, that you would touch the women, oh, God, that are ashamed, and touch the ones, oh, Father, that suffer in silence. And, Father, we ask, oh, God, that you would touch even the women that are raising children on their own. Most of all, give the Father strength and wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for all that you're doing. We thank you, God, for the company of prophets. We thank you, God, for your majesty and your glory. We thank you, God, for the healing and the clarity. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. God bless Pastor Deborah Jordan. God bless Master Prophet Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan. God bless his family. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the grandchildren and those to come. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all the lives that you're changing. Hallelujah. We thank you, doors that are opening. Hallelujah. We thank you for the people that you are sending. Hallelujah. New connections, the ways that you are making. Thank you, Jesus. The lives that you are lifting. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that you are keeping. Thank you, Father, for the enemies that you are slaying. And the snakes that you are exposing. We thank you, God, for the bridges that you are building. We thank you, God, for the light that you are igniting. We thank you, God, for the darkness that you are descending. We thank you, God, for the money. Hallelujah. Thank you for the money that we are making. We thank you for the love that we are making, the love that is reigning. God, you are love. We thank you for the money that we are. We thank you for the bright and morning star, as above, so below. Thank you, God. We thank you. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love you, Lord, and I bless you, God, for being in my life. I thank you, God, for the blood and for being in my life. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The redeeming power of Jesus, the law changer, the law breaker. We thank you, God. I speak blessings. So shall it be, and it cannot be otherwise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Dearly Father, we thank you for your gentle touch, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will seek us in times of hiding, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your love prevails all, that your blood protects us, Lord God, and that your Son continues to lead us. Lord, be the light in darkness for us, Lord God. Continue to order our steps and guide our feet. Give us clarity of mind, peace of heart, Lord God. We pray for supernatural healing, that you would touch our bodies, Lord God, that you would touch even areas, Lord God, that we do not know that we need you, Lord God. So we thank you even now for the things that you're doing in advance. Lord, I pray for families, Lord God, near and far. I pray for our community. I pray for Zoe. I pray for our leadership, Bishop and Pastor, and the entire Jordan family, Lord God. I pray that you would just continue to overflow with anointing upon them, Lord God, as they continue to lead us and guide us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this time and in this place and in this hour. Lord, stretch our minds, expose us, give us access. Maybe even in our not understanding, Lord God, may we continue to seek you and move forward. Lord, I pray for the DeCruz family, the Quanta family. Lord, I pray for the celebration of life that's taking place in my family right now, Lord God. I thank you that even in time of death, Lord God, that you are resurrecting life. And as we go through this transition, this new chapter in our lives, Lord God, that you would make yourself known like never before. I thank you, Lord, for your protection, for the angels that you release over our lives each and every day. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you even now. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, for your word is there, Father, where two or three are gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst of us. We reverence your presence. We reverence your blessed Holy Spirit. We reverence your anointing upon this line, Father, that you will continue to touch the lives of every group. Father, Lord, even as we lift up, Lord, even as we speak, Jordan, Pastor and Prophet, devil throw in his heart. We pray the unction of your anointing will continue, my God, to saturate our life with your presence. Saturate your life with your anointing, Father. Father, as we move forward in you, Father, we thank you for, Lord, the things that you unfold, the things that you're revealing, that Father will build the body of Christ, that Lord will globalize the prophetic, my God. We thank you, Father, for every family member, Father. We lift them all before you. Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, as you are touching even the Barron family, the Jordan's entire family, Father, even the grandchildren that you're covering on each of blood today. We thank you for being continued, Lord, to be a frontward and a rearward. We thank you, Father, for being a pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. We thank you for your shield of protection, Father, that even when the enemy shall come in, Father, like a flood, your spirit will continue to raise up and stand up from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore, even around America, even around every, Lord, country and island represented, Father, upon this night tonight. We stand in agreement, Father, that, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom will come. Father, we decree, my God, the new things that you're doing before the spring forth, Father, you're already revealing, because you, Father, your word declares that you revealed your secrets to your servants, the prophets. So let the revelation come forth, my God, from your throne to the hearts and lives of your servants, the prophets. In the name of Jesus, Father, that they'll be building up, my God, when they're scattered down. And Father, Lord, there'll be growth, my God, continued growth and grace and in the knowledge of you. We give you the glory, the praise for your anointing, my God, that will rest upon us and rest as a cloud, my God, as a glory cloud over, my God, Zoe ministry and every department, my God. We bring them all before you and the ministers, Father, that you will minister continual strength, my God, strength, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We give you the glory for your healing virtue for those who are sick and afflicted in body. For your word declare many are the affliction of the righteous, but you, the Lord, delivers us out of them all. And we thank you, Father, for your anointing again upon their people, and we give you the glory, the praise for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Valerie Thomas.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for this gathering again with the Midnight Cry prayer team as we gather as one family to unite. Praise you, Heavenly Father, and we rejoice for this brand new day. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, as I could say that I'm not no stranger to this ministry. Hallelujah. I don't know, just some names came up to me, some names of people that I have missed in the ministry, and I just like to send out a special blessing, just touch and bless each and every one that I call here. Gloria Jean Kelly is a voice I miss. Whatever mighty work she's doing in you, you guys, just bless her and touch her. Cynthia Clark, Prophetess Cynthia Clark, I miss them. They were great, great teachers and prophetess, and I miss hearing them. So whatever they're doing, the mighty work of God in this season, so I'll just touch and bless them. And another one came up to me, may he rest in peace. I can't call his name, but we lost him in 2015 when I walked in the order of the prophetic, a prophet. May he rest in peace. He was a mighty good man of God, one of our prophets on the team. Hallelujah. Father God, I like to lift some people up who's traveling for traveling grace and mercy, three people that I know. To just cover them in their travels, hallelujah, and touch each and every one of us with our vision that we see and dreams and have good vision and good discernment, hallelujah. Enhance our prayer life, our prayer tongue, that each and every word that we speak will be well with you, hallelujah. Thank you for the cheerful heart that you've given each and every one of us. And I'm real excited about this prayer team here because it just indicates that we just have a desire for growth, and it may be a little uncomfortable sometimes because it's a little change, but it would be worthwhile, and we just thank you for everything. Name. Amen.
Master Jay.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your continual blessing, Lord. Lord, upon last night, we thank you for the miracle you have put upon Prophet Master Prophet and his wife. Lord, we thank you for the healing and the special covering of your blood that rests upon them, Lord. Father, we thank you that you allow your hands to be upon them, Lord, in that hour, Lord. And we thank you so much for glorifying your works and showing how great you are in your special anointing, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for the blessing you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the miracle upon last night, Lord, into this morning. Lord, we thank you so much for the glorification of who you are, Lord. And we pray for this hour, Lord, that people that are homeless, people that are in situations that they're going through right now, Lord, that you will basically give them a light, show them that you are with them, regardless of what they're thinking, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the air and the wind and the breath that you've given us, Lord. And we thank you so much, Lord, for the water that we drink, Lord, that you allow that to quench our thirst, Lord. And Father, we thank you so much for anointing us with special gifts, Lord, special talents, special blessings, Lord. And Father, we thank you so much for the creativity and the creation of the earth, Lord, and just the miracles and the continual mastery of works, Lord. Father, you are just the only one and the only one that can create beauty within our lives. Father, we thank you so much for just being there and being there for us, Lord. When we least expect, you show up, Lord. And Father, you are the only one that we can call upon when our hour are near, and you know what to do and what to say at the right time, Lord. And we thank you so much, Father, for just being a special soul in our life. And that quiet, when things are going through in our life, that quiet voice that shows up, Lord. And Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. And this is your name we praise and lift up. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for the opportunity to be on this call. Thank you for making a space for me, God. I give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in my life and in the life of every person on this line. The prophets, Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, their family. Thank you, God, for your covering over all of us. And thank you for being in the midst of this prayer. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We pray that you will be pleased with our work, God. And forgive us for our slackness in any way. Now, God, I ask you to bless Dr. Mary McCarthy, who has also been on my mind, God. And I ask you to bless her in her physical body and bless her in the mind. And, God, we haven't seen her in a while, but I pray for her. I also pray for Prophet Cecil Smart, God, that you would guide his footsteps and show him you, Lord. Pray for Prophetess Mascarene also,
yes,
for her church. We'll give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. I love you and I thank you. Thank you for your many blessings.
Yes.
Thank you for your covering. I also ask you, Lord, to strengthen my sister, Jerry. Look upon her.
Yes.
Thank you for letting her see her 82nd birthday.
Yes.
I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. I thank you so much. Now, God, I just have one more request, and that is that the people on this prayer line, those who are listening in, bless them in a mighty way. Touch their bodies. Touch their families. God, give them a heart desire to serve you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Prentice Meyer, Prophet Prentice Meyer.
Yes, and Father God, we thank you for this time right now. We thank you for the covering of our Archbishop and the covering for our First Lady, Pastor Deborah. Lord, we thank you for the many lives that are impacted in this ministry, the global prophetic impact that this ministry has. Lord, we thank you for the first family of this prophetic ministry, Lord. We thank you, and we ask that you touch each and every one of their lives. And we thank you, and we ask that you touch each and every one on this line life call right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the thing that you're doing and saying. And Lord, I pray that you help me to realize my authority in prayer. And Lord, to help me continue to pray as a young man, as a young black man, that I pray for my generation, that I pray for the young black males, and I pray for the young black girls, and I pray for the black men and the black women. Lord, help them to realize that they're kings and queens, and that this is our nation, that we are to rise as a generation and rise as a people. Lord, I thank you for the things that you're showing us and telling us in this season, and that you're continuing to bless each and every one of our family. Lord, I thank you for my parents, and I thank you for the immediate impact that I have on them and I have on other people who I'm in contact with. Lord, help me to grow spiritually as a spiritual son, and as I'm getting mentored in this season, Lord, help me to realize the full potential that you see for me. Lord, I thank you for the mentors all across the world, the mentors, the mentees, the people that are in spiritual relationship with their covering father. Lord, help people who doesn't have a father, they needs a father, who doesn't have a mother, who needs a mother, Lord. Protect them and guide over them and watch and protect them, Lord. We know that your grace and your mercifulness is sufficient, and we are your everlasting will provide for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your sustenance and your word and your covering protection. But thank you for healing me in this season when I was young and taking me to where I am now, Lord. It's only by your grace. It's only by your grace, Lord. We thank you for the detrimental things that has missed us, the assets that we have missed, the car accidents we have missed. Lord, we thank you. And we know your mercy is everlasting. And God, thank you for the health right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for health, for everlasting health and breath, Lord Jesus. And thank you for delivering us from evil.
Yes,
for the dying kingdom will and your grace is sufficient. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Father God,
amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your understanding, dear Lord. We thank you for everybody that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. Continue to touch them, Father God, to continue to give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. And Father God, we thank you for the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God. Continue to bless the global prophetic, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord. And Father God, I ask you to look upon my brother Barry, dear Lord, and my sister Pamela, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. All that they're going through, dear Lord, make them strong, dear Lord. All things work together for those that love you, dear Lord. And Father God, they love you, dear Lord. And Lord, touch them in a mighty way, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And
Prophet Josh, would you
amen and amen. Father God, we thank you even now for allowing us on another midnight cry, Father God. We know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you even now for our leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We ask that you continue to cover them, Father, as they continue to do your will, Father God. We thank you for even touching. We lift up each and every prayer request even now. We thank you for the healing, Father, and we see even your daughter, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father, heal whole and complete, Father God. We thank you even, Father God, for touching even your family members, touching your people of God's family member, God, and keeping your hand over their household. We thank you for divine hedge of protections that you have over their life, Father God, and their family's life and their household. Father God, we thank you for favor even around jobs, Father God, and job opportunities, Father God. Father God, we thank you for those that are searching for jobs, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless them, Father God, and show them the way, Father God. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the light, Father God. We thank you for touching even the ministries, Father God. We thank you for lifting up Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Mother Mary Berrien, Father God. We thank you for lifting up, Father God, even now, Pastor Mascarene, Father God. We thank you for lifting up even my own brother in the Lord, Father God, Prophet Cecil Smart, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen him, Father God, and strengthen his walk, Father God, with you. Father God, we ask you to do all these things in the masterful and mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you and we thank you for this is the day that you've made. We rejoice in it and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing is present to heal and deliver and set free even on this line right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, God, thank you for a fresh anointing resting upon each of them. We thank you, God, for your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. You loose the bands of wickedness and undo heavy burdens, and you allow the oppressed to go free, and every yoke is destroyed because of your anointing. We thank you, Lord, that our light break forth as the morning, and our health shall spring forth speedily. God, everyone that is seeking healing, God, we thank you that their healing is springing forth even now. Even our elders, Lord, that are feeble, God, and weak, God, we call forth strength and that their strength is renewed as the eagle. We thank you, Father God, for our leaders, our Archbishop and our pastor. We, God, we thank you for their strength.
And we thank you for covering them. We thank you for providing for them and bringing great wealth and provision as never before. We thank you for double for their trouble, God. We decree it and declare. And thank you, Lord, that you said if we delight ourselves in you, you will cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth, and you will feed us the inheritance of Jacob our father. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. And we thank you, God, once again for your provision. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for transportation. We thank you for the testimonies about the transportation, Lord, and the real estate favor. We decree it so in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Father God, I bless your name this night, Father God. And as we come before you, God, even in proxy of other people, Father God, I'm asking you just to move. Move in the families that have lost someone, even in the fire on last night, Father God. Touch the hearts and comfort them in this hour, Father God. I'm asking you to move in the foster care system, Father God. Touch those who are lonely tonight, Father God, who even if evil tries to prevail around them, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Cover those children, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to cover our archbishop and pastor, the visions and the dreams, Father God. Send the finances that will just blow the roof off the situation so that they can continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch the contract. People are waiting in line for contracts to come forth to fund their dreams and their visions. I'm thanking you in advance for the contract being favorable, Father God. I'm thanking you, Father God, for the mothers that are on the line tonight, Father God, calling out for you, Father God, for their sons and their daughters, Father God, the homelessness, people walking the streets and emptiness, Father God. I'm asking you just to fill the hearts, Father God, of the lonely and the sad people, Father God, asking you to cover our homes, Father God, even when we go away, Father God, cover and protect our homes, our loved ones, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch our elders that we may sit at their feet to learn of the goodness and the wisdom and the testimonies, Father God. Thank you, God, for my family, God. Continue to bless them and soften the hearts of man, Father God. And the mental blockage, Father God, we cancel that out so that all good things can come in and all good things can go out. We continue to give your name the praise. We love you, Father, and thank you for Jesus. Amen.
Prophet Pamela Jimerson.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, even so, we thank you so much, God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for covering us. Father, we thank you for the opportunity, for the anointing and the space that we're in, God. We thank you for the first family and the prophetic angels of this house, our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan, and our First Lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Thank you for their entire family, God. And we thank you for every prophetic family in this house, Father God. We thank you for every ministry represented in this house, Lord. We thank you for every moderator in this house, God. We thank you for every partner and their families in this house, God. We thank you for every prayer and petition that's being raised up before you in this house tonight, God, at midnight. Father God, we thank you even for the vision and the provision of this house, Father God. Now, Lord, arise. Save us, O our God, for thou hast smitten the cheeks of our enemies. Thou hast broken the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs unto you, O Lord, our God. Thy blessing of prosperity be upon us, thy people. Lord, we thank you for cutting off the head of the serpent, Lord. God, we thank you for thou, O Lord, art a shield for us. You are the glory and you are the lifter of our heads, God. So we will not be afraid of 10,000 people who set themselves against us round about. For Lord God, we thank you that as we lie down, we shall sleep. And when we awake, Father God, we shall awake refreshed. For you, O Lord, sustain us. For thou, O Lord, are truly a shield for us, the glory and lifter of our head. Father God, we just thank you for all of the praise reports that are coming in this house. God, we honor you and we glorify you. Yes. And we ask that we continue to walk in your will and not our own. In Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, because this is your land, oh God.
for you have founded upon the seas and established it upon the current. And I want to give you all honor and praise, O God. I want to thank and praise your name, O God, for your holy will in our life, O God. I want to thank you, God, for leading us into righteousness, O God. And I want to thank you, God, for guarding us against the corrupted words and false priorities, O God, and even temptation, O God. I want to thank you, God, because for ordering our step, O God. And I want to thank you, God, for the whole body of Zoe, O God. I want to thank you, God, for every office in your prophetic ministry, O God. I want to thank you, God, for our leader, O God, and his wife, O God, that they, you will continue to strengthen in them, O God, that they will continue to do your will and even give them more creativity, O God. I want to thank you for their family and their children, God, and for all of us, O God, in your holy name. I want to thank you, God, for healing, God. I want to thank you, God, for healing the ones that may not be, you know, even telling anyone, God, but you know who they are, and you know what's going on in their bodies, oh God, and even in their minds, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for favor, God, and I want to thank you, God, for opening doors that no one can shut, oh God. I want to thank you, God, that is your way, oh God. I want to thank you, God, when they says no, you says yes, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. We love you, God, and we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise, oh God. We thank you for liberty, oh God. We thank you for longevity, oh God, and our finance and our health, oh God, and our being, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, God. We want to thank you, God, that, you know, long as we are in your hands, no one can pluck us out, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that truly you are the finisher. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for the creation that you have given to each and every one on this line, especially the company of prophets, God. Father God, I want to ask you that you open up our eyes to see and give us the voice to speak your words and to give us the ears to hear your words, God, and to touch others, God. Father God, I ask you that you cover and favor each and every one on this call and family members and children that are connected to us, God. Cover each and every one's loved one, God, tonight, God. Father God, I ask that you give each and every one sweet dreams, God, to send your angels of protection and to send the angels to support and to guide, God. Father God, we take nothing for granted, but we say thank you, God. We thank you for allowing us to be rooted by your word and by your love, God. We thank you, God, that you have allowed us for us to be rooted in your peace, God. We thank you, God, for every inspirational thought that you have given to us, God, of new ideas and creativity to bless others, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the double increase. We thank you, God, for the double victory on tonight, God. And, Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we once again want to say thank you. And Father, as we move forth in this day, Father, grant and give us wisdom. Grant and give us new ideas. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we move forth in this day, it will be a day of great favor, a day of great strength and wisdom. And Father, we thank you right now for safety and protection as we move and flow. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that whatsoever we touch or speak or say, Father, it will prosper for your name's sake. And Father, we thank you for the healing of the nation and for healing relationships and for healing your people worldwide. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor as we move forth in this day, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you, Father, for the blessings that addeth no sorrow. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, family, once again. We want to honor every one of you. We want to honor and thank God for every household that's represented. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. The enemy is going to show up, but when the enemy shows up, he's asking you one question, and that one question of how much do you want it? Let us continue to stay on the wall. Continue praying and lifting up the name of Jesus and begin to declare what we want the Lord to do in this season. And it is time that we're in. So, family, thank you once again. I love each and every one of you to life, and I'm honored that you have honored me to walk with us in this season of prayer. So, thank you, family. I love you. Peace and blessings. Naomi, I'm returning over unto you. God
love you too, Pastor.
Love you, Pastor.
We love you. Bless you.
Love you, Pastor. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to walk with you in this time of prayer. All right, just want to give a few announcements before we leave. We will be back here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so be here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? Then we will have our next show. Is Prophetess Jessica Jordan, are you on the line? Amen.
Yes, I am, Prophet Naomi.
Yep.
Go on, Prophet Josh. Tell the people about what is happening at noon tomorrow.
Yes, at noon tomorrow we will be on for a Pop Life show. It'll be Talk Tuesday with our host, Prophetess Deanna Kelly, and myself, Prophetess Jessica Jordan.
Amen, amen. So be back here for Talk Tuesday, so 9 a.m. with the Archbishop, our Master Prophet. Then we will be back here 12 noon for our Talk Tuesday with the Company of Prophets. And then we are back here at 11:55 p.m. where we will take the lineup of all the Company of Prophets. Company of Prophets, invite someone to come out on this conference call live. Also, I want to let everyone know on next week, Friday, May 5th, we are going to be doing the Prophetic Prayer Midnight Call live on Facebook and Periscope. The banners and all the information will be up there on Pastor Deborah's Facebook fan page, and we'll also post it on the Master Prophet, our Archbishop fan page as well. So you can share it, schedule it, because we're going to be live with the Company of Prophets, with the Women of the Prophets at Zoe Ministries, and we all are going to be in our pajamas, all right? We're going to be in our pajamas having a prophetic pajama prayer time. Amen. And that is going to be next week, Friday, May 5th. So we will send you all of the details. And for those that doesn't come to the church or anything like that, you will still be able to connect and join, because we're going to be doing it right here on the live conference call as well as on social media. But we want you to share it. We want to make this a powerful night. We want to have at least over 200 people on that call just praying and lifting up the name of Jesus. And I want to say thank you to all, and good night, and God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow.
God bless you.
A couple hours. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you. Good night. Yeah.